Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Gotham fans, this time last week we were debating on whether someone was alive or dead, and I think it's kind of the case again. Come on with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the sky fall.
They're gonna carry it.
We must stand tall.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Gotham Season 4, Episode 21. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman, here with Zach Peter, Joel Monique, Carla Beltran. I'm going to officially put the spoiler alert right here. If you're looking for Gotham Season 4, Episode 21, this is not the place. We are talking about Gotham Season 4, Episode 21. So if you don't want spoilers, stop watching right now. Stop listening right now. One, two, three. Oh my God, Selina Kyle.
Selina Kyle.
It's going to be fine.
Selina Kyle.
Don't say that. Don't
ruin. No way.
Joelle, I'm shook right now, and you're like holding my shook body.
Yeah, let me shake. I refuse.
Let me shake.
I mean, it's, first of all, it can't happen. Maybe it could happen because she's technically supposed to have 9 lives because she's a cat. But this episode was just so heavy. Like, first we started with thinking Jim wasn't alive. Okay, was heavy. And then we think Alfred has gone mad. That was extremely heavy. And then Selina Kyle, like, all these three good people. So, like, that's not fair.
It does a lot for you.
No one dies in Gotham. However, was a sudden turn.
Sure, not expecting it. It's like when Lee whipped out the hammer and I was like, what is happening? It's different now.
Because this whole episode was a fairly encapsulated episode in the sense of like, oh, it's real good, but like we're going to wind up back at one at the end of this episode. And then aside from the Jeremiah Ra's al Ghul stuff that we'll get to, like everything else pretty much comes back to one. Except for, oh wait. We're going to stab Selina Kyle and she might not make it. We can tell from the previews that she didn't die in that room.
She doesn't.
And she's conscious she's conscious at a hospital later.
Like, I want to know how this finale is going to play out. Because, like, last week was good. And then this week was even better. And, like, I want to know. Like, they better kill it on the finale or else I'm not watching anymore. But
that's
I think they're going to kill it. Yeah, that's not true. But I think they're going to bring it.
They're definitely going to.
I just want to know.
They're literally bringing
it,
like, little by little. I'm just like,
somebody's going to die.
Jeremiah, okay.
Somebody is going to die.
I just want to say, Jeremiah can't die. We just got our Joker. Please,
I don't think Jeremiah will die. No, they're going to give us, like, a plot twist kill.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be Bullock.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Whoa.
It's going to be Bullock. It makes the most sense. Bullock started off this whole season. He was like, look, I don't even know if I want to be a cop.
Yes, and he's finally reached his triumphant like
everybody who's come
moment.
Full circle this season. We've had Alfred came full circle this season. We had Bruce come full circle. We had Selina Kyle. So now it's time.
I can subscribe to that.
He could come full circle and not die.
Yeah, he's.
He can retire.
I don't
as a
think
cop.
Anyone's legitimately like going to die, but I do think he's going to be like shot in the stomach or like captured. Something's going to happen to our beloved Bullock at the end. We're going to have to wait an entire season to find out what has happened.
Okay, so let's jump in to the House of Horrors that was Lil Wayne's Scarecrow business.
That was scary.
It was scary. It was fun. The second you know it's Scarecrow, you have to assume everything you see is a lie.
Right.
True.
Which they did a good job of holding off on Scarecrow. And correct me if I'm wrong in the chat, but I love him with the sickle. And I think this is the first time we've seen him with that sickle on Gotham. Judges?
No, I think when he first appears and we're learning about his dad, we see the sickle. I could be wrong. Someone I vaguely know. Remember
I
seeing
it. I think he's used it before. I think after they got out of, when they were escaping from Arkham, I think he has it there already.
This is certainly a more refined overall look for Scarecrow, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's much closer to like a comic book presentation, which is really exciting, as we've seen with all of our characters throughout this season.
Yeah. My only issue with Scarecrow this whole series is that he's been the mid-level boss, if you will. Like, he's not the level boss. He's never the level boss. He's always...
He's not even mid-level. He's, like, bottom tier.
No, I think...
He hasn't really... Yeah, Carla is with me, and we don't always agree.
First of all, he hasn't really done anything, and in this episode, he got beat by a woman.
Oh.
So there's shame in being
maybe he likes that. No. Maybe he likes getting beat by a woman.
Got beat by Selena or by a young girl.
I know, but she has a whip. Maybe he's into it.
Also, Selena's very advanced. She runs only with people in their 30s or 40s. She's like one of those weird teens where you're like, oh, you like just were born an adult. I don't think that... I feel like I agree with Steven, though. I don't think that he's... I think he's been a mid-level... guy, especially all the stuff that happened immediately after his dad, when we're seeing him like reawaken Bruce's fears of his parents, and he gets to deal with
for a moment, and then he's disappeared. Like, people, we really haven't seen it.
But what I'm saying is, he never does that on its own. Like, that's never his standalone plan. That he's always co-opted by someone. I feel the same way about Freeze.
I was just gonna say,
Freeze is another one where it's like, yo, you're like a front page, you're a front page ready made comic book villain. And somehow being controlled by Penguin or Enigma or...
Do you want to see more versions of this Freeze, though? I would need them to do, like, not like a full reboot like they did with Ivy, but, like, an advancement like we've seen with, like, the different versions of the Joker. I need to see, like, an elevated or just a better Freeze.
But the person can change... Like, and this is something that happens in comic books, but, like, you could do it where just Freeze changes and goes, you know what? I'm tired of doing the bidding of others. I'm gonna take over, like, and then
it's time to make Gotham ice.
Yeah, and then he just takes a couple episodes for himself.
Totally,
and like that character can grow to do that.
That's a lot of money in special effects. Yeah, though, so I don't blame the writer. Some producer is like, writers, no.
We bring him in. He's an ex machina for the characters.
So too much money on special effects. We don't have that money for Snow.
Yeah, we have a lot of, like, big power players, but none of them have actually stepped up. Like, we see Barbara and Penguin, and these are the ones that are constantly trying to, like, rule the underworld, and they're just, like, bad people. They're not, like, real superhero villains.
Yeah.
Silverwatcher 30 in the chat just said Mad Hatter as well. Mad Hatter.
Oh, yeah, the Mad Hatter was awesome.
But Mad Hatter had his off, like, two separate full arcs, didn't he?
He had full arcs, but he was manipulated in each of those arcs. Like, the Tetch virus didn't get released because Tetch wanted the virus released. Like, other people jumped on board to make the Tetch virus get released.
Okay, sure, yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Wait. I would argue he's a level boss, not a game boss.
Yes, okay, I'll give you that.
I don't know why I'm blanking, but what happened to him?
He was in Arkham, then got out of Arkham. I don't think he ever died.
Yeah, and then
though.
We haven't really seen him. He was palling around with Jerome for a little bit.
Yeah,
after Jerome was killed, he disappeared.
Remember, he hypnotized the whole town, and they created that distraction for Jerome.
Where they were on the roofs.
Yeah.
And they were going to dive. And yeah, we just haven't seen him since that episode.
But did he die?
And he didn't
he
die.
He didn't die. No. That's why I was wondering.
He just disappeared.
Like, I think he disappeared.
Although he got captured at the end of that, right?
Yeah. What if he hooks up with Jeremiah and they come back together for the season finale?
I'd be okay with it, I guess.
That'd be interesting.
I love Tetch, specifically this version of Tetch is really fascinating and like a nice quirky kind of mad.
Yeah, he's.
Speaking of fascination and love, Carla, I think you have something to tell us.
I do.
About.
I want to tell you guys something about having fun. If you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, Gotham, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, check it out.
Yes.
Yes.
Let her know
it
in the reviews and the comments and all the things that it was the Gotham panel that sent you.
You know what? Just tell her Zach sent you.
Whoa.
But don't say it.
@JustPlainZach. That's my handle. Let her know and then tell her to follow me.
She knows some Folly?
JK, JK. But listen to Conversations with Maria Menounos.
So let's talk about the big bad here, the bombs. The bombs that are also batteries that...
The brain.
That he somehow... that Jeremiah somehow developed at Wayne R&D last week.
Yeah, in a very short time.
In a very short time, they went to... They, like, had a ship date. Mm-hmm. They went from, like, concept to in every building in Gotham, like... almost instantaneously. There must be
even after we knew that Jeremiah had made the turn for the worse. Yeah.
There must be no regulation in Gotham.
You think everything so far we've learned is regulated through Bruce's company, so this is a giant oversight.
Well, but that actually makes sense, that if Bruce funds you, you can get a product in every home in Gotham.
That it does make sense.
Very fast.
Bruce should have, like, his own Shark Tank, like, Gotham version.
I would watch that.
I would watch the hell out of that, because mostly it's going to be supervillains.
Yeah, it's all villains, and they're going to come with their ideas.
Who's the panel, and who's the host?
Oh, Alfred, because he's very discerning. Mm-hmm. He's going to be style. He knows how to handle money. oh my god, who would our final
Selena?
Barbara?
No.
Barbara would be a pitcher.
Barbara would be like having John Taffer. She runs
Barbara
a bar.
Barbara would be on the panel so that she knows who to invest in to help
and then
her rule Gotham.
Will be the last one because he knows that whole industry, sales, distribution, and he builds his own toys. So he's going to know how to pick a winner.
So is Bruce, I think Bruce is the host though.
Oh,
I think Bruce Wayne is the host, and he's like, I picked four entrepreneurs as my sharks.
Can we just pick from the DC universe? Because Lex Luthor would probably have to come in here and be our one bald guy on the panel.
I'm sure, yeah, that would be the one non-canonical. Because I think we're pitching a sketch right now that we can make this.
Yeah,
but everyone can be within the universe of Gotham except for Lex Luthor. Like, you just get Lex Luthor at the fourth chair.
I love it.
Just like, I love it! I'm not going to give you any money, though.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. Good luck, kid.
Good luck, kid.
And they'll all be fighting for, like, who gets the keys to Gotham.
There's no Kryptonium or land. So I'm out.
He's just a real estate mogul.
I'm just a Midwest huckster real estate mogul.
I love this sketch. It's good.
We wrote the sketch in the room. I thought it was great. I thought we get this moment with Bullock that they... did a good job of bringing back that the police force doesn't really stand by him.
I mean, should you blame them?
No, they shouldn't. Like, but he gets to dismantle the bomb. He gets to disarm the bomb and regain the faith of the force.
Because he was elected, just because he happened to fall into that situation.
No, he said he wanted to go, that he needed to do
that. That he needed that.
He was like in pursuit, but he didn't intend to actually find the bomb and have to disarm it on the spot.
No, he absolutely intended that.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. Well, he didn't necessarily thought that he was going to be the one disarming it, but he wanted to be there when the mission was happening.
Yes.
And then it just so happened that he had to be the one to disarm it, which I thought was great. I think it's
which
something
that he
needed.
Which is why he's going to die next week.
Wow.
Okay, Joelle.
I'm just saying. Look, the police force loves him again. He's coming again. It's just that full circle thing.
Alfred, Selena, Bullock, that's just way too many.
It'll be interesting to see. I like that Bullock... if we look at his journey throughout this season, it's interesting to see him be like, I want to be a cop again. Like, I want to be in there. Jim literally had to, like, pull him out of his, like, drunken stupor and be like, look, you need to help me. We have things to do. So, yeah. And it's nice to see him be like, three cheers for Bullock again. And, like, the whole team's behind him. I'll be interested to see how this affects his and Jim's relationship. If it does, if nothing happens to him next week and we get into next season, I think they're going to have strong differences of opinions on how to run the police force. Because right now they're doing a lot of, like, cleanup and task management and just kind of going from one disaster to the next. But Jim's got an entire police force to run. And I think especially once we look at next season, it's going to be like a new Gotham. And how is Jim running this police force? And I bet they start butting heads on that.
That would be great. Trying to think what else.
I feel like they'll be able to work through it because they're like a big brother and little brother.
For a super complicated bomb plot, they did a good job of separating it across three different plot lines that it didn't... None of it felt forced. Everything moved forward, but like we kept seeing everybody different, working at it at a different angle. Right. So like I'm looking at like, oh, we're at the main one. We're actually covering it. We're covering this portion of it very well. No one here thought Jim died, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Then there's...
I just wasn't sure how he made it out.
They haven't, and that's a mystery still, right?
No, they didn't cover that.
No, they did. They said that. Did they?
Found him outside of the building.
Yeah, Enigma found him outside the bunker.
Well, they took him.
No, Nygma had Jim followed.
Yes.
And but they didn't take him out of the building. Jim still made it out of the building.
He made it out of the building far and enough, they took him.
No, but somebody...
Right, but how did he get out of the building? Yeah. So we last saw him echo and locked him into that room.
Well, no,
and
we saw him unlock the door.
Because he's been through the mines before. Yeah, he ran out of the
desk.
Door.
He jimmied the desk and walked out the door. The only reason I'm speculating is that there was a moment where it's like, Jim, you're alive. And he's like, it's been crazy. Like, I just can't even... Just can't
I'm
even
sure
tell
he
you.
Just found his way out of the maze because he's been in there before. Like, he knew how to get in, so I'm sure he knew how to get out.
Well, people make it out of the mazes so easily.
Jimmying the lock even, but okay.
He hit the button under the desk, and then the door opened, and he ran out.
He
but
takes
he had,
plans.
Like, seconds to, like, get out the room.
Well, he had seconds to get, like, a mile away from a bomb.
Right.
Wait, but if they were, like... If he ran out and they were there outside, like, trying to get in to get him, he could have been like, oh my gosh, there's a bomb about to go out. And, like, they take him, knock him out, they take him, or, like, something happens.
To Steve's original point, we don't get any of that information, though.
We don't know how it happened.
They're like, just take that leap with us. He's fine.
Or there's more to tell, and they'll tell it next week. Or even further, like, I think some people are saying a trap door. Andrew Gibbons in the chat says he found a trap door.
How did Nygma find him in the trap door?
That's very Looney Tunes, but I'm not against it.
I'm not against it either, but, like, I feel like we're going to get some type of flashback next week.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
We don't usually get flashbacks in the show.
Yeah, we don't usually get context when we want it. It's more just like, okay, we're brushing over this piece and we're going.
Speaking of context, when we want it. You want to know how you can get context on search optimization on things like this after show, let's say?
I do.
How?
iTunes.
Oh, my God.
So if you're listening to my voice through iTunes,
yes,
you can go and leave us a 5-star review.
5 stars.
Any of the other stars, there's a glitch. It deletes all the contacts in your phone.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
If you give us 4 or less stars, it will delete all the contacts in your phone. So don't do that. Give us a 5-star review. Specifically note why you like this show. It'll really help us optimize this show so more people can listen to it, so we can be the focal point of the Gotham community. Also, if you're listening or watching our faces, that makes sense. That sentence made more sense in my mind. Please be sure to give the thumbs up, like, rate, subscribe, share on Twitter. I just tweeted the link. You can retweet that link.
Comment.
Yeah, comments are important too. All the important.
Yeah, tell us why you love the show, Zach Peter.
So great. Let's jump in to this penguin business.
Penguin, Butch. Okay, what was that fight? Like, I was very disappointed by this fight, you guys.
In what aspect? In the physical aspect of it, and the fact that they were fighting, period.
The fact that there was no fight with Jeremiah. They were just fighting with, like, a bunch of, like, lunatics. And the fact that, like, they thought they had the upper hand. And, like, how do they show up with just, like, handguns? There wasn't, I actually thought there was going to be, like, a real fight.
They didn't just show up with handguns. They showed up with the guy with the bomb in his mouth.
And the League of Assassins. And, like, they had a couple of female assassins, too.
I mean, they did, but still, like,
they had a small army. They weren't expecting Jeremiah to be, like, Jeremiah at all. Which is weird.
As ahead as he was.
It's especially weird considering that the GCPD got taken, like, overrun by hundreds of people just last episode. So it's like, you understand that he has a huge following. Yeah. Like, there are a whole bunch of citizens dedicated to being, like, Joker followers. So to not be more prepared was kind of upsetting. But I also feel like it says a lot about the kind of power Penguin thinks he wields or has behind him. And I think we'll see a much larger army next week because now we're sort of seeing a division between, like, our villains who are here just for the chaos or just for the murder versus the ones who are like, I'm trying to earn a living in this city criminally and you need to get on board. Like, this is not working. Like, Penguin was trying to hand out vouchers before and be like, you can commit a crime between these hours if you follow the rules. Yeah. And so I think that we're going to see him trying to do more of that next week, squash this, you know, uprising that's happening and maybe try to take either more power, if it's not, at least some of the more straight and narrow villains.
I have a question for you guys. I feel like Penguin, ever since the Martine thing happened, has been very, like, soft. I feel like I haven't seen him kill anybody in a long time. Is that going to change next episode?
Yeah.
I miss him being that intense and, like, just breaking hands and doing things.
He was stripped of all of his power. And so I think we're seeing him sort of begin to rise back up and get at a level of comfort. I want to see a club penguin again. Like, go back to your club. Let's see what's happening. We can't Wait, that's not around anymore, right? Did the girls take that
Barbara
over?
Barbara has that.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, but I would like to see him again get back into that business. I kind of miss the days when the clubs were just shooting. It's like, his club is better this week.
I would actually like the idea of him trying to have a competing club with Barbara.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Awesome.
But that feels like small potatoes for both of them. Yeah. I will point out, just because we don't have anywhere else to point it out, hashtag Gotham spray tan.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Eric Olin.
Yes.
He was first. Also, Queen at Queen of Regal. Hashtag Gotham spray tan. It's a thing. We're trying to make it a thing. We should have had a hashtag ready to go tonight.
I know.
But we will. We will. One of us will tweet it.
It'll... You're saying, do you want to use the ship one? Cat Bat?
Oh, Bat Cat?
Yeah.
Wait, but, that's already trending.
Ship. Gotham Bat Cat. We'll make Gotham it unique. Hashtag us with Gotham Bat Cat. I want to see the things. Because
they cause kissed
that was great.
Today.
They did. And not only kissed, but we got like true professions of love.
I know, yes. Right before she got shot.
That she'll always be there for him.
Also, Thomas Lee.
Unless she dies.
Thomas
She's
Lee
not gonna die.
In the chat asked, how did the rocket / grenade launcher get there again? I got them.
Okay, it's Gotham. We don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Here.
He also rolled up Squad Deep. Like, that's not too hard to think that Jeremiah rolled up Squad Deep with his cult. I say cult because that's what the subtitles said.
Mm-hmm.
The subtitles said, when they were all screaming at once, cultists. That's canon.
Cultists.
Subtitles are canon, y'all. But that would be my my answer. That one of them rolls up with a rocket launcher in case he needs a rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling about this Butch Tabitha business?
I like it.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Solomon Grundy Butch. I don't understand the personality anymore. I feel like maybe we came out of the Grundy state too quickly, or that the transition from Grundy to this Butch, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. He's so kind of hostile, but also still kind of soft. It's just a very weird combination of emotions, and I miss no-handed butcher. Mm-hmm. A butch who was just a bodyguard who loved a woman. Like, simpler times, Butch.
We were talking last week that I think part of why this isn't ringing true for us is that his stakes aren't clear.
Yes.
Because right. It's other, like, and that's where hashtag Gotham spray tan came from. It's that, as far as we can tell, he's silver.
Yeah.
As far as we can tell, like, he's silver and green on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, simple things where it's, like, I don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would make sense to me if he was, like, I just need to feel like a human again. I'm not able to feel. I need that, like, he's
cursed.
Because
he's still in love with Tabitha, and we could totally tell.
And like,
but she's
like,
into him.
But Tabitha would...
And she's going to love him no matter what he looks like, because she loves him.
And, like, I don't know. I think he's going to go all the way to Strange to realize that, like...
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Happiness was inside him all along. Ugh.
Like the Wizard of Oz. He's going to go to Strange, and Strange's going to be like, everything's already inside you.
BD Wong's day rate is really, really expensive to just be able to tell someone happiness is from within.
Yeah.
That dude is expensive.
Yeah.
Strange is probably going to tell him, like, you're a masterpiece. Why would you want to change?
Also, I don't have the cure.
Yeah, I didn't mean you, sir.
By the way, none of you have sussed out this logic.
Yeah.
How could I possibly cure you?
Well, because it was sludge. It wasn't like...
No. Yeah, like if I dump coffee in a storm drain outside of my house and then a fish grows seven limbs, I can't help you.
No.
Yeah.
I was just irresponsible.
Like, you caused it, but it's not like you can fix it.
If I invited you into my home for coffee I made and I'm also a chemist, you have reason to believe I could help you. I dumped coffee into trash.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in a place with trash.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Also, happiness is from within.
Yeah.
That will be an $80,000 day rate.
Bring back stakes for him. I need him to be up against something
hungry.
Against him. Literally anything other. And I don't like his dynamic with Penguin. It's just not really working for me. It doesn't have that Enigma Penguin like.
It felt like a holding pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like that's where they needed to put him to get him back with, like. Because now it looks like Tabitha, Butch, Penguin are all going to go...
And Barbara
are all going to move on to Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, I think we can all see writing on the walls that Strange is either going to have have a really complicated way of doing it, and then they're going to have to leverage him to make him do it, or he's going to lie about having it, and then, like, well, happiness is from within. And, like, we kind of know that. That story's been told on this show a lot of times.
Do you guys think we'll actually get to see that next episode?
No.
See Strange next episode?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It's the season finale, and that's kind of the whole thing Butch and Penguin have been on for a while, so I'd be kind of disappointed if we didn't either get to his space or, like, call him. We should get very close or see Strange next week.
I've been looking to be sure, because next week will be episode 22. It's not out of the ordinary for this show to go 23 episodes.
Sure.
The trailer we saw didn't specifically say.
I think it said season finale, yeah.
Okay, then never mind. Then never mind. Next week is totally the season finale. 22 is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of finales, Jeremiah and his cult.
I know.
We're in a bunker. And then the bombs didn't blow up. The bombs didn't blow up.
Because bullets saved the day.
And he didn't kill Jim Gordon.
And he didn't kill Jim Gordon.
And the cult tried to turn on Jeremiah, who seemed really, really, really prepared for this. Because he went through the door, hit a purge button, and they all died.
This doesn't surprise me, especially because it's my biggest pet peeve of any of the Batman things I've ever... Not really the biggest. Look, I really love The Dark Knight. It's such a good movie, but let's be honest, there's no way the Joker doesn't have a backup plan to blow up both boats. Yeah. There's no reason that he's just like, it'll be you, and you'll have to pick. No, the Joker would then be like, psych, now they both blow up, you should have picked one, and laugh his merry ass home. So, to see like that he had a backup plan here, I feel like this maybe is the writers being like, our Joker has a backup plan, he's prepared.
But it's a crazy backup plan.
Why? Because he didn't need any of those people.
They were going against him. Well, let me rephrase it. But like, totally normal.
Insane in the sense in the lack of value in human life, or like it's a villain's backup plan. Of
yes.
Like, let's get 20 followers and set up a bunker, and then we're going to rebuild Gotham. Oh crap! That plan didn't work. Let me close the door and hit the button that kills all 20 followers.
But the only reason why he was killing the followers is because they were going against him.
Right, but you'd have to assume that they would turn against you. But I think that Jeremiah has been watching Jerome do this for a long time. Jerome's had four major setups where he calls his followers out to come get Bruce or whatever. And each time, his followers kind of go wonky at the end. Whether they're like, yes, we love you, but now we have a crazy bloodlust. Or, like, they're just unpredictable. They crave chaos. So it makes sense to me to have, like, a delete
button. A backup plan, to get rid of them. To be like,
that didn't
them.
Work. Delete.
And not only that, but I feel like, referring back to The Dark Knight, the Joker always works alone anyway. Like, even when he hires the other people to
true.
He's always
to get the bank, to rob the bank, then
yes.
he starts, like, killing them. Like, once they're like, oh, yeah, like, oh, the guy, blah, blah, blah.
With the pool cue scene. He does not value human life.
No, so he just starts killing everybody. So I didn't find it very surprising. I was like actually hoping that something like that would happen.
# henchman furnace is what Eric in the chat
said.
I'm about it.
Wow.
# henchman furnace.
Wow. I can't. That's okay.
Let's end on Gordon Lee Nigma Narrows.
Oh, Lee.
Oh,
very
Gordon.
Complicated.
Oh, Enigma.
I saw this coming. She's not into him. I think. I mean, am I the only one? Like, come on. I'm not.
No, she's not into him.
It's a friendship.
Even though
love.
I shipped it,
you ship every couple that talks to each other.
You shipped Alfred and Tabitha at one point.
You're a professional lighthouse, and you can embrace it. That's okay.
I can.
You're bringing all your ships to shore.
I just see love everywhere, you guys. And I was really hoping that Lee and Enigma could like. Have a short amount of love together.
No, she's but way too advanced for him.
We saw it when she went to care for him last week, and she was just like, I'm just going to pet your hair. You're like a cute puppy, and I'm glad that you're safe. And I was like, oh, that's not romantic love.
No.
No, it's more of like a caring.
She's using him. But he said
but
that
what
she's
is she
in
using
love with him
for?
In every way. He made that clear to Jim Gordon.
He did.
That's
I don't know if I believe
that's what he said.
That's what he said.
He's a very
do we think sure. Do we think Lee, where she is right now, has the capacity for like
no
teddy bear romantic love?
No.
Anymore? Like
yes.
How
no.
it's worked out the
she's
last two
too,
times?
No.
Yes.
She's way too focused on like she has a purpose, she has a mission, she's more than just the doctor putting a band-aid on your knee. Like now she's actually she has what she's been looking for, and that's a purpose.
Look,
she doesn't need no man.
She certainly does not need a man. No, she would survive and do well on her own if that was what she wanted. Does she crave a teddy bear romance? I don't think so. But I think if one was offered to her or she started to feel those, I think there's capacity within her to have those feelings. And I just say that based off of every villain ever. At some point, falling in love with someone super hard and then being betrayed and then going more evil. That's just a pattern. It's just like, as she moves into supervillain status, you know, as she starts, or, you know, chaotic neutral, where she's like, look, whatever happens, like, I'm going to make sure that people are okay. I will put people before systems or even before myself. That's what I want to do. I think that there's capacity for it. Do I think it will happen? Not tomorrow, not in next week's episode, but maybe down the line.
Okay.
Is next week's episode 2 hours or just one?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Feels like it's one, yeah. If it were a 2 hour episode, they would go out of their way to make it two separate episodes. Because syndication, though. Mm-hmm. That's everybody just trying to make it to 100 episodes. Get that Rick and Morty money. I'm kidding.
70 episodes!
How do you get rid of
this? I don't know! We can't talk about it here, but wow! It's just amazing!
The mere statement that Rick and Morty got 70 episodes today is on conversation, is on topic. We can't go further than that until we're done here. So let's get done here. Let's do predictions.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV prediction.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
prediction.
So, Selena, alive or dead?
Alive.
Cool.
Someone made the comparison to Barbara Gordon at the end of Killing Joke. And that she was kind of filling that role here. So maybe she will be disabled, which I think would be an interesting twist or turn for her. If they wanted to go the Barbara Gordon route, I don't know. I think it would be really cool if we have like an Oracle in this world. Ooh. Especially now that we're getting full into our supervillain statuses. For those of you who don't know, Barbara Gordon, who was Batgirl in the Batman universe, gets shot by the Joker, severs her spine. She becomes paralyzed from the waist down, so she's wheelchair bound, but she learns to fight with, oh god, I don't know the technical terms, but there's two long sticks, kind of like the Daredevil. Very cool. And then she also becomes his, like, eyes in the sky, essentially. So she's able to crack into all the computers and cameras around the city. She, like, sends him on assignment. If there's, like, a big police thing, she alerts Batman. It'd be cool to see, like, a young Selina Kyle and Batman, like, starting to work together and build that kind of crime-fighting relationship, which we've seen them do little bits here and there. I don't know if that will happen, but I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Jeremiah, he die next week?
No.
Maybe.
But he will disappear.
Maybe, but the thing is that Ra's is on his side, so Ra's can bring him back to life anytime.
Ooh,
I don't think he's gonna die.
Gotham, does it burn?
Yes.
No.
Ooh.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. Part of Gotham burns. We see that the bridge starts
to burn, but it doesn't come to
full. I'm not saying like you burn the whole. Yeah. I think the Narrows burns. I think they burn the like I think
that makes a lot of sense.
That they specifically burn the Narrows down, and that Lee, and in a way where Lee can feel betrayed by everyone.
Angry. It'll be especially delicious because they burned all the paperwork for all the buildings, so now it's open land.
And Ed will be part of the Narrows burning down if they do burn, because he's upset. And he's heartbroken, and we know he acts irrationally out of spite when he's heartbroken.
Okay.
That's true.
I was thinking more just Lee by herself, that I think that would be something that would bring about class warfare on all of Gotham, is if the Narrows burn and Lee survives. Because then Lee can pretty much be the voice of the Narrows, but not live in the Narrows.
I don't think that will happen, but...
That seems like a good path. I don't know.
I see that happening. Potentially.
Bullock stay a cop next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's gonna die.
Wow. He's gonna die a cop?
If he's not gonna die, he's going to get very badly injured.
You die a hero or you live long enough to become a villain.
Zach said it.
I think he retires. Where have I heard that? I think he retires next week. Wow. All right.
It's from Batman. It's okay.
Oh my gosh, I was gonna push that.
Anthony, let's just cut that clip out.
I was gonna push you through, Carla. I was like, anyway, things. Strange. Doctor Strange. Dr. Hugo Strange, not to be confused with Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he has a cure for Butch at all?
No.
So he's still at Indian Hill? Or he's not at Indian Hill. Where do we think he is?
Hiding?
The Penguin knows where he is.
Somewhere in the woods, probably creating more creatures.
He's in like a cave somewhere.
I think Penguin was bluffing. I don't even think he knows where he is. Let alone sussing out the logic of whether or not he can actually help.
Interesting. Okay.
So, Gordon. Does he get promoted by the end of next week? That's what I think.
To Captain?
To Captain, yeah.
Yeah, because he's...
Yeah, I mean, there's no other choice. Like, he came back to life.
yes, after Bullock is shot, I think he will become captain. Yeah. No, the story's making more sense the more we talk about it, the more I'm like, yeah, no, this makes sense. Like, your partner goes down, right? Takes a knee. You do something heroic or brave in the moment, and now that reward is bittersweet.
Okay. Do you guys have any predictions at large before we head on out of here?
I think Jeremiah has something huge up his sleeve. John Stevenson did an interview. He's an EP for the show, did an interview with IGN where he talks about why they made the switch. And he said for two reasons. One, he wanted a Joker that had a legitimate reason to be connected to Bruce Wayne. And a lot of times if you read old comics, Joker's always had a fascination with the Batman. It's kind of like a love story. And we don't really get that in here. We got it a little bit with Jerome, where there's a fixation, but they didn't really have a reason. So making Jeremiah the Joker fixes that. They also wanted a Joker who was
reason?
Jeremiah's.
Yeah,
we saw that all last episode where he was talking to him. He was like, "You're just like me. You switched my brother's face," and then he buries him with his brother.
So they have all this
history now together. And then on top of that, they said they wanted a more Hannibal Lecter Joker, somebody who was cut from a more chaotic cloth as opposed to the just mad, crazy cloth.
Yeah.
Somebody who was smart and can make calculated plans and decisions, like blowing people up at the last second. So I think they're going, because he said that those are all the reasons they made the change anyway, I think we're going to get a payoff of that in the season finale.
I think it's awesome that we have an intelligent Joker.
It's interesting.
Instead of like a mad Joker.
I usually like a combination of the two. Mark Hamill's Joker is obviously the best one because he's able to, he has these moments of clear clarity where he's like, this is what we're doing, we're going to get it done. And then he switches into psycho where you're like, I didn't know that was coming next. I'm very scared right now. I think those are the best Jokers who have a nice balance of genius and crazy. I will stab you.
Also, do we don't, none of us think Echo was in that. In that henchman furnace, right?
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't hate it.
I love Echo. Why? Why are you against my girl? She's almost Harley Quinn, but she doesn't talk.
Yeah, I think there's more that we have to see from her, which is why I agree with you. She didn't die, but I wouldn't hate it if she did. Not that I dislike her, but there are just enough players on the board right now.
I would love if every week Jeremiah had a different Harley Quinn, and they just keep trolling, but I don't believe she was in that bunker, but it's worth bringing up.
No, she knew it was going to blow.
Wait, you guys, she wakes up and leaves during the episode.
You remember, she locks Jim in there.
Yeah,
so she got
Jim
out.
She obviously knew
that the place was going to blow.
No, the second time, when he pulls all of his people.
When what?
When the Joker pulls up all the people in the bunker?
No, she was in there. She was not there.
There was a blonde woman who may or may not have been Echo. I don't believe she was Echo.
He wouldn't blow up Echo. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
She's not Harley Quinn. He wouldn't blow up Harley Quinn.
Jeremiah is that he had problems with Jerome and he has this chick Echo. I feel like it would be weird to blow her up. We don't have any payoff with her. Yeah, Why was she here? Who is she to him?
That's the only person that he's been with. And like he's been working with.
Yeah.
And the one that's been helping him. Like, she helped him with the plan because she believes in him. So she's probably the only person
that she believes.
Great. So, the conversation's about this to end here, but it will not end totally.
No.
In the meantime, where can people find us on Twitter, starting with Zach Peter?
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. Keep sending me your hashtags and tweets because I love them.
Yes. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. If you guys are into Black Panther, which you should be, I did a documentary with Nerdist. It should be out later this week. It was super awesome. Come see a bunch of talking heads. Share their love of Black Panther. Also, if you are in Ontario, California, the week of the 19th and the 20th, that's not this weekend, but the following, I will be doing two panels on Star Wars, including a whole thing about General Thrawn, which I'm really excited about. There will be a Darkwing Duck panel, which is going to be bonkers good, and I'll be talking to Jason Aaron about his Eisner-winning comic Scout, so come check it out. Say hey if you're there.
Yes, girl, you got it all. I won't be there, but you can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And as always, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That is at Steve Kaufman, KAUFMANN. I run YouTube pages for a lot of wrestling personalities, so if I'm retweeting the link, it's one of the four I run. For Zach Peter, Joelle Monique, Carla Beltran, I've been Steve Kaufman. Thank you, Gothamites, and good night.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.